For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the season to celebrate our dads and grads. And what's better than the gift of incredible sound? Right now, you can score a Vizio M-Series Elevate soundbar for a whopping $300 off. With revolutionary adaptive height speakers that intelligently rotate for better sound, plus Dolby Atmos technology, the Vizio M-Series Elevate delivers lifelike, immersive sound. So whether it's for dad to stream his favorite iHeartRadio playlists or your new grad to take their gaming to a whole new level, you won't want to miss this deal. Go to Amazon.com and get yours before they're gone.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Up next, a story on education and Sir Winston Churchill, told by Dr. Larry Piorn, a Churchill scholar and president of Hillsdale College.
Winston Churchill, do you know, was a very great man. It's breathtaking. He had flaws and all that, right? But nobody like him. He writes of Hitler, "You see these dictators on their pedestals, surrounded by the bayonets of their soldiers and the truncheons of their police. On all sides, they are guarded by masses of armed men and cannons and airplanes and forts. And they vaunt themselves before the world. Yet in their hearts, there is unspoken fear. They are afraid of words. Words spoken abroad. Thoughts stirring at home, all the more powerful because forbidden. These terrify them. A little mouse of thought appears in the room, and even the mightiest potentates are thrown into a panic. A tyrant is the enemy of learning any high thing. That's the worst thing about them. And Winston Churchill knew that. Didn't go to college. I met Sir Martin Gilbert, through whom I met Penelope Arne, in a little library in North London called the Wiener Library. And this library is, we were to meet there, and then I was to walk with him to the London School of Economics, where I was supposed to be a student, although I hardly ever went there. I moved to Oxford right away because he gave me a job, and I had to chase him down the stairs and say, "Where should I live?" And he said, "Oxford." I said, "Okay." So I moved over the weekend. But because of him, I met Penelope, my wife, right? That was a big day for me. But I walk in this library, and it's this quiet little library, and there are these two Jewish ladies running it, older ladies. And I'm kind of shy. I'm from Arkansas, you know, and never been abroad before. And I said, "I'm looking for Martin Gilbert." And they knew immediately who that was. And they walk me over, and he's looking at a book. It's a primary school reader. And it's got the kind of primary colors in it. And he said, "Hello, nice to meet you. Look at this book." You know what it was? It was a textbook from Hitler's Germany. And the story in the textbook, it's a little storybook, pictures, and turn the page and a few words on each page. And what was happening was some German children with blonde hair and blue eyes and brown uniforms and backpacks went into a butcher shop. And the butcher was a Jewish butcher. He actually looked rather like Bluto in the Popeye cartoons. And the plot of the story is that he was tempting these German children into the back and he was butchering them. Primary school, little kids. And Martin Gilbert said, notice this. And he pointed because there are sides of pork hanging everywhere. And he says, notice that the color, the hue of the sides of pork is the same as the hue of the skin of the butcher. And nobody else is like that. That's education under a tyrant. You know what Churchill said education is? He didn't go to college. Today, if you hear a politician, Republican or Democrat, describe education, it's a little better recently. But if you hear them describe it, they never know what it is. Right? They think it's success. They think it's, you know. Whereas what Zach needs to know and what Carly needs to know is they need to know how to be. They need to know how to live their lives because their whole lives are in front of them. And everything turns on how they choose. And we don't know that today, see? And that means that we're going down the road where you find Hitler at the end, right? In 1946, the war's over, Churchill's become the greatest man in the world, and he goes to the University of Miami and gets an honorary degree. He always made the same joke when he got one. I've been so much better at receiving degrees than I was at taking exams. But I'll read you what he wrote. This is an age of machinery and specialization. I hope nonetheless, or all the more, that the purely vocational aspect of university study will not be allowed to dominate or monopolize the attention of the returning servicemen. Soldiers coming back from war. In 1953, I've known this for about a year, and as you know, I'm old now, and I've been studying Winston Churchill for a long time. In 1953, he's the prime minister of the country for the second time, and they're having a fight because they're starting adult education, and he won't let them bring the bill forth. The Secretary of Education doesn't understand what education's about. She wants it all to be vocational, just training for a job. Do you see how ungenerous that is? Because all you're going to teach them to do is to do what you teach them to do. Instead of teaching them to be human, helping them to learn to be fully human, right? And so he says, I have to only paraphrase this, I don't have the quote right here, but he says, for adult people to address themselves to the greatest books in their age, what a satisfaction. I was a late starter myself, he says. You see? He thinks human beings are ends, not means. That's why he saw Hitler for what he was. He goes on. Engines were made for men, not men for engines. It ought to be part of our religion to see that our country is well governed. Well governed means, by the way, an education system and a governing system that treats you as the point of it all, the purpose. Expert knowledge, however indispensable, is no substitute for a generous and comprehending outlook upon the human story with all its sadness and all its unquenchable hope. What does that mean? That means that the stakes in politics are everything. And you can only play for the stakes in the right way if you understand that politics is not everything. And the great statesmen who save everything are the ones who know that.
And you're listening to Dr. Larry Oren, an extraordinary teacher. who truly understands what education is, what its value is, and how it makes us all more human, if done right. Human beings are ends, not means. Churchill understood that. Engines were made for men, not men for engines. It applies today like it did when Churchill uttered those lines in the 1950s. The story of education and what Churchill thought about education, what Dr. Arne, one of America's great educators, in the classical sense and in the classic sense, and a story of so much more here on Our American Stories.
Week after week, Xfinity Flex unlocks access to premium networks and apps so you can try fresh entertainment for free each and every week. Catch the season premiere of Outlander from Starz. Journey through the sounds of Black Music Month with picks from Lifetime Movie Club and Revolt. Celebrate Pride Month with stories from Out TV and Here TV. Then kick back with nature scenes from Music Choice Relax and jam all June with iHeartRadio's Songs of the Summer Radio. Discover new shows and movies for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Have a dad in your life you'd like to treat this Father's Day? How about a new grad whose hard work has earned them an entertainment upgrade? We've got just the thing. For a limited time, you can save up to $200 on a 75-inch Quantum Color Vizio Smart TV. Whether it's movies, shows, or gaming you're into, they'll love the intense color, unmatched brightness, and incredible clarity on this big-screen TV. They can even stream their favorite podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, built right in. But hurry, this deal is hot, so head on over to Amazon.com today.
In Denver, a girl's getaway to the city comes with a side of Rocky Mountains. Shopping in Cherry Creek turns into delicious Larimer Square eats. Sunny days in Watch Park lead to sizzling nights in River North. And a concert at Red Rocks means dancing with a view. When you're planning your girl's trip, come to the intersection of life and however you like living it. Denver, always welcome. Plan your getaway at visitdenver.com/summer. Sponsored by Visit Denver.